You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 54 degrees. KSL's top story, the first face-off comes in October. The NHL is officially coming to Utah. We got the word this afternoon, just a month and a half after Jazz owner Ryan Smith teased buying a team with a picture on Twitter. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe live now with reactions downtown. Amy.
Jeff, the first couple of people I asked didn't know anything about hockey, but then fans started to emerge.
Really excited about having an NHL team. I think it's wonderful to expand.
Very excited.
Yeah, I think it's great.
We know Smith bought the Phoenix team for just over $1 billion. What he didn't buy, though, is the Coyotes' name. So he'll have to find a new name, and fans had some suggestions.
The Utah Sagebrush.
The brine shrimp.
Yeah, the brine shrimp. That would be great.
I don't know. The Snowbirds. I kind of like the Snowbirds.
The Seagulls. How about that?
Reporting live in downtown Salt Lake, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Last night, the Coyotes ended their season with a win in Phoenix that left their fans a bit wistful. Listen to the final moments of their last ever game in Phoenix.
Valley hockey fans who have been so loyal, been so passionate, and have been so resilient. And the people in the stands are certainly enjoying it, but this salute is for every Coyotes fan throughout the last 28 years.
A final sign-off before the Phoenix players hitch up their wagons and head for Utah. Ryan Smith is wasting no time selling season tickets. His Utah Jazz have already sent out an email letting basketball fans know they are already accepting $100 deposits for season tickets to the Utah to be named Laters at the Delta Center. KSL News Time 3:32. Former President Trump's hush money trial taking a big step forward this afternoon. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the jury of 12 has been seated. The rapid progress propelling the case closer to opening statements and sparking angry words from Mr. Trump.
Justice is on trial. You know, the whole world is watching this New York scam. It's a spectacle.
Now, the jury includes a sales professional, a software engineer, an English teacher, and multiple lawyers. Meantime, President Biden received an endorsement from a famed family in Democratic politics.
And with my hero, President Joe Biden.
More than a dozen members of the Kennedy family, including siblings of independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., were on hand at a campaign event in Philadelphia. The United Nations Security Council is reportedly set to vote tomorrow on a Palestinian request for full UN membership. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel says the move is premature.
Premature actions in New York, even with the best intentions, will not achieve statehood for the Palestinian people.
The U.S. is expected to block the move because it would effectively recognize a Palestinian state. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We're all shook out this afternoon after this morning's Great Utah Shakeout. We think you might want to know what they're teaching the kids in schools about surviving an earthquake. Here's KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
We try to be as ready as we can.
Evergreen Junior High Principal Ryan Shaw says while kids at his school are old enough where they're usually familiar with what to do, it's still important to keep practicing. He says they're all trained to drop cover and hold on and make sure it's clear before evacuating the school. He says then teachers are assigned designated areas to take their students to. They then report in about their students and if they've picked up any stragglers.
Shaw tells Dave and Dujanovic administrators would check the building for damage before anybody goes back inside. And while we often talk about the big one, you are well aware that we could also face the not quite that big one at any time.
Most of them were not felt. You know, we record in Utah about 1,200 earthquakes a year, but most of them are very small and not felt by people.
University of Utah seismologist Catherine Whitten tells Dave and Dujanovic, people don't really start to feel anything till the quake measures 2.5 or higher. KSL News Time 3:35, the Bureau of Land Management's out with a new rule that critics say oversteps the state's authority, one that the Fed says will protect wildlife and landscapes. The public lands rule prioritizes conservation. Congressman John Curtis is arguing what happens on public land should be up to Utahns and he hopes to get the rule repealed. Nearly 90 new conservation projects are underway thanks to record funding from the DWR.
The Division of Wildlife Resources raised $4.8 million through their Utah Conservation Permit Program, auctioning and selling highly specialized permits. Faith Heaton Jolly with the DWR says they're thrilled to have individuals and groups investing in Utah's wildlife habitats because they are so important.
Some of the upcoming projects: wildfire prevention throughout the state and restoring aspen tree communities. KSL News Time 3:36. Let's cover the rush. First look traffic. Ricky Meese is here. What's going on?
We've had a couple of other crashes reported. One is on the 21st South Freeway prior to Redwood Road on the shoulder. The other is on the opposite side of the valley, westbound I-80 at 1300 East at the on-ramp. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And my minute's on the way next.